Track 4. Groups Updates. Children and Families. In April, I Can Do It, our independence course for children and young people, spent a week at the Children's Adventure Farm in Altrincham for a fun-filled time of cooking, animals and adventure. 12 children aged between 8 and 13 came for the 5-day residential course and undertook a varied programme which included sessions on confidence building, dealing with bullying and stress, handling money, personal safety, specialist equipment and future plans. The hectic week included grooming, walking and feeding the farm's animals, hearing from guide dogs, making their own pizzas and cake pops, as well as a visit to Chester Zoo. The Children's Adventure Farm told us, having partial or no vision certainly didn't stop the children trying absolutely everything. They've had a ball. It's been so lovely to see them all change as the week progressed. When they arrived on Monday, they were all a little nervous, as none of them knew each other, and for many this was their first experience of an independent holiday without their parents. Well, you wouldn't recognise the children today. After just a week together, they've made friends for life and their confidence has grown so much. Their independence has improved massively, with many saying they'll now be able to do more for themselves and their families when they return home. Our Children and Family Services in Manchester and Oldham have planned a busy summer timetable of activities and days out. To find out more, get in touch on 0161 872 1234 or visit our website at henshaws.org.uk/children-and-families. What have our Friendship Matters groups been up to? The following is an update from Rob, group leader for the Wednesday group and Henshaw's Hikers. Over the spring, the Wednesday group has been entertained by a junior school steel drum band and by a pair of owls, Barn and Tawny, which were presented by Stockley Farm Park, Northwich. We've more entertainment lined up for the foreseeable future, including topical quizzes, tastings, samplings and music. Since the start of spring, Henshaw's Hikers have been out into the Peak District, around the reservoirs in Longdendale and the Goyt Valley. We also had the Point of Ayre Beach at Tallaca in North Wales, virtually to ourselves. Now that we're approaching high summer, it's time to go high on Shining Tor in June and another high Cheshire Peak in July. Other adventurous walks are planned for the autumn, including perhaps another visit to a beach. The Tuesday group has been out for a meal at Barley Farm in Eccles, played bingo and had a Trivial Pursuits afternoon. There was also a visit from the Hale Ukulele Band, who provided a highly entertaining musical afternoon, which was enjoyed thoroughly by everyone. The group has also visited William Hume Grammar School, one of its favourite places. Group member Peter Rhodes tells us why he enjoys visiting the school. I enjoy getting out to different places and visiting different venues, and it's nice to get to speak to the kids as they come and sit round the tables with you to have a chat. Group leader Morris was part of the furniture of this place a very long time ago, so it's nice for us to visit his old workplace, not to mention the nice sandwiches we're given. Our art gallery and museums group visited the Costume Gallery at Platt Hall in May for the Mary Quant Fashion Icon exhibition with description by Anne Hornby. The group had a wonderful time hearing about fashion from the 1960s and 70s and all had the opportunity to feel the different materials. Here's some feedback from the group. The exhibition was fabulous, brought back many happy memories, and to actually touch the clothes and hats was wonderful. Anne's descriptions were spot on as usual and the gallery staff were so kind and accommodating. The Costume Gallery is a real hidden gem in Manchester and the staff very knowledgeable and friendly. Mary Quant was such an iconic designer and it was a great exhibition. Her distinctive bold style and colour palette was such a good choice for visually impaired people, and I especially loved the stories behind the clothes. Group feature. Arts and crafts. Our arts and craft group meets every other Friday at Atherton House and is your chance to get inventive in a friendly and creative environment. Projects in the past have included a tactile replica of a football pitch for the Euros 2016 and making jewellery from foam clay. You might even have seen or touched their artwork around Atherton House in Trafford, and the group recently made a tactile suggestion tree out of tissue paper. We asked what kind of artwork they enjoyed making. Sharon said, "I always like it when we make cards, as you can give them to your friends and family afterwards." And Pat said, "I enjoyed it when, a few years ago, we did some pieces to go up in John Lewis's cafe, including a picture of textured cupcakes with sprinkles and foam and an aquarium." We then asked what they'd say to someone thinking of coming to the group. Sharon, "Just come along and have a natter." Nina, "You can come and enjoy different things each time, as there's a whole range of different activities to get involved in." And Peter, "Well, the tea and biscuits are always good too." You don't need to have any experience in arts and crafts to participate, as all levels of ability and confidence are welcome. If you're interested in joining the group, contact Kay on 0161 872 1234 or email k.george@henshaws.org.uk.